You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB.
Can you believe this? It was a story that was revealed by our newsroom yesterday that Wellington Mayor Tori Whānau has rejoined the Green Party. You remember she told the voters that she wouldn't be renewing her membership. Her rationale was that she would be able to work more productively with councillors and build better relationships. Anyway, that idea has disappeared now and she's back as a member of the party that she used to work for. Tell me, how can somebody stand for the mayoralty of a capital city as an independent, tell voters they're not a Green member, and then once they've voted in and their feet are under the table, they rejoin the party and do it anyway with the idea of being an independent? There's something that doesn't feel completely right with this whole thing. There's something that's wrong with the situation. Either you are an independent or you're a Green. We know that you've got a Green background, but surely people voted you in as an independent. So for that period of time that you were voted in as mayor, you should be an independent. That's what people voted for. And her rationale for remaining an independent was always being interesting. Listen to this quote from Tory about a year ago. I'm not a Green member, so I have more freedom to be able to push certain policies over the line, like the sale of airport shares. So now you're back in the Green Party and you won't push the idea of the airport shares? Will you be prevented from doing that? It's easy to forget that Whānau came out strong when she ran for the mayoralty, stressing that she was running as an independent. It was a surprise given that she previously worked as a chief of staff for the Green Party based in Parliament. But we took her on her word. Our newsroom rang around yesterday and spoke to some councillors. Here are some interesting views. Diane Calvert wondered if she was preparing herself for something else.
It's quite clear that she's not intending to stay around. And I think what we really need to do is now minimise the disruption to the city before she presumably heads off to Parliament.
New councillor Geordie Rogers, he didn't think much had changed.
It feels much the same. I mean, the label is different, but the values have always been the same. They've always been there for me. And I think hopefully the public can see that too.
And councillor Tim Brown wondered how this would affect decisions Tory would make in the future.
The Green Party has got quite strong principles around certain things, and it's clearly requires that its members, especially its political members, you know, do sort of follow the rules, so to speak. And we have seen the Green Party kick out people like Iona Pannis in the past, and people like Sarah Free have also left because of inability to be able to conform with the rules. So clearly, if Tory is now a card-carrying member of the Green Party, she is going to have to follow the rules, which means that she can't be independent.
I think there's a bigger issue here. I really don't like any councillor sitting around the table that is aligned to a party. Shouldn't councillors be there because they want to better the city with their own ideas? That's what a council is for. And I think party politics restricts that. Party politics should remain in central government. There's been many issues with the conduct not being able to work constructively, the council not being able to work constructively or well together. But the majority of the Green left on council has meant that Whānau hasn't lost a vote. And her words, not mine, that will continue. But with all Whānau has been through, the late nights, the drinking, the missed meetings, this makes everything else pale into insignificance. I really think this is a blatant misuse of trust. Those who voted for Whānau as an independent have now been completely conned. She said she wants to move forward and build a constructive relationship with what she is committed to do. But how do you build a relationship when there's no trust? And this is a blatant breach of trust.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to Newstalk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.